Blog Talk Radio.
Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratefulness in your hearts. Welcome to the Anointed Mic, where we look at music from the secular to the liturgy. We examine culture, the influence of music, and how they can serve God, the church, and humanity. And here is your host.
Welcome to the Anointed Mic. Now we celebrated the 50th anniversary of hip hop. I said a hip hop, hippie to the hippie, to the hip, hip hop, and you don't stop. A rocket to the bang bang boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie, the beat. With these words from the song Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang, a new genre in the music world began. They will capture generations to come. Hip-hop will be born. Hip-hop is believed to have been born in the housing project in the Bronx on 1520 Cedric Avenue on August 11, 1973, a place I know very well. Just a couple of miles north is the Riverbank Towers, where a friend of mine used to live from high school. Also Roberto Clemente Park. So I know the area very well. Here, a wrestler named DJ Kill Herc, which is obviously his DJ name, used the building's community center to host parties. Now, many of us who grew up in the Bronx or New York City know about living in the projects or in the hood or in the buildings. And these buildings had community rooms where the community and the building used for different things, like meetings, tenant meetings. And one of the biggest things they were used for was for parties, so that tenants could have parties because there's no backyards or anything to have barbecues and whatnot. So they had these community rooms so people could enjoy themselves. So during one party, he scratched records because back then they didn't have CDs or MP3s or iPods or any of things like that. There was no such thing as iTunes and Spotify and all these different apps that people download music. I mean, the internet didn't even exist, at least publicly. Only the military had it. So these kids back then, 1973, didn't even imagine about all these things technology-wise. But anyhow, he rapped or rhymed over the beat as African-American and Puerto Rican partygoers breakdance. Other words used for rap are emceeing or spitting. Together, African-Americans and Puerto Ricans united to form this new genre. The new music will capture the interest of the Black and Puerto Rican youth of the Bronx and will spread like wildfire throughout the city and eventually the globe. From there, other rappers adopted the style and began to add to the new genre. The genre began to use melodies, samples, and disco music set in repetition while one rhymed to the beat. Consecutive rhyming will later be called flow. Rapper Rakim is often given credit for developing this term and for using it in his music. As the genre developed, newer styles were incorporated, such as the chant, the syncopated bounce, straightforward, the Rubik's Cube, 2-5 flow, some rhythmic style, percussion effusive style, and speech effusive style. Each past impressive rapper uses one or more of these styles in his or her music. Hip-hop will eventually be divided into two schools, the old and the new school. The old school hip-hop uses basic rhyming with words and has fewer syllables, while the new school uses more complex rhyming and more syllables with a faster tempo. From the Sugar Hill Gang, Rakim, Afrika Bambaataa, Run DMC, MC Hammer, Vanilla Ice, The Beastie Boys, The Notorious B.I.G., Tupac, Nas, Eminem, 50 Cent, Fat Joe, Big Pun, and Jay-Z, hip-hop has grown into a huge global cultural force. Rapper Eminem's success has shown that the genre is not exclusive to African-Americans or Latinos, but also to non-Hispanic whites. The genre has often been criticized for its dramatic transformation from a simple way of using words with music for fun to glorification of violence, misogyny, hedonism, and sexual perversion. Some attributed this to record labels, obviously, attempting to profit from the glorification, from this glorification to sell the music. Nevertheless, the music has also been used to spread the gospel. Both Protestant and Catholic Christians are using this genre to promote the gospel and Christian values. We will touch on this more as we get into the podcast. The House of Hip Hop was built with five foundational elements: emceeing or oral, DJing or aural, breakdance, physical, graffiti, visual, and knowledge, mental. Recently, rapper Busta Rhymes said that Puerto Ricans and Blacks created hip hop. This brought some in the Black community to attack him, claiming that he was erasing Black people from the genre. This is far from the truth. We cannot deny that Puerto Ricans were heavily involved in the creation of hip hop. What Busta Rhymes said is correct in regard to Puerto Ricans and African Americans in the youth and the Bronx. Those of us who grew up in the Bronx can attest to the fact, me speaking, including the pioneers of hip-hop. This must not take away from African-Americans. Puerto Ricans are mixed with Africans, and it's safe to say that most African-Americans are also mixed and not purely quote-unquote Black due to slavery and the horrors of it and other factors. So no Black person should feel erased or disrespected. Puerto Ricans and Blacks have always been one force fighting against oppression and racism. This will never change. Before hip-hop, Puerto Ricans on the island, since the time of colonization, engaged in battle rhymes to acoustic drum beats, African and Taino, and guitars called cuatros and regular Spanish guitars. And they did these battles, which are called controversias, or controversies in English. They dissed or insulted each other playfully, using these African Taino beats and guitars as background repetitive music. It was all in good fun, though. So nobody killed each other, nobody shot each other. It was just dissing each other. Like I said, just throwing little jabs here and there just for fun. So you could say that was one primitive form of rap music or hip-hop from back in the day. In my own neighborhood in the Bronx, in Belmont, there was the Rocksteady Crew. They were a group of hip-hop breakdancers, artists, and rappers who were Puerto Rican and contributed to hip-hop in its early days. They were even involved in West Side Story-type altercations with local Italians who often frowned upon the presence of Puerto Ricans in the neighborhood. At times, there were fights on the streets, and dozens of youths, both Italian and Puerto Ricans, beat each other into a pulp in the area of Crotona Avenue, 182nd and 183rd Street. Mostly lived at 692, where my family lived at the time. We cannot ignore the many pioneers who helped create hip-hop for Puerto Rican. I'm sure some younger hip-hop fans probably never heard of them. DJs Charlie Chase, Tracy168, whose graffiti has been documented on subway cars. Errol Eduardo Bedward, known as Pumpkin, who produced jams and beats in the 1970s. The Rocksteady Crew. The Meme Machine, the real Roxanne, Shabadoo is known for his breakdancing. Ruby D, DJ Disco Wiz, and many others. Hip-hop was not just created by African-Americans. In reality, no one owns it. It belongs to all people. That's why it spread globally. This is why it has branched out everywhere. The genre is heard and has been adapted around the world to different languages, beats, and cultures. Women have also found success in the genre of hip-hop here, as just like the male rappers. Some popular ones are Roxanne, Shante, Missy Elliott, Salt and Paper, Ivy Queen, Sha-Rock, Lauryn Hill, Queen Latifah, Foxy Brown, The Brat, Megan Thee Stallion, Lil' Kim, MC Light, Remy Ma, Doja Cat, Eve, M.I.A., Iggy Azalea, Azalea Banks, and so forth. Hip-hop is probably the only genre in which women have a stronghold and have found equality. The women were just as good as the male rappers and amassed fandom from both genders. However, before these great female rappers were the Mercedes ladies, Baby D, Deborah, Jeffrey Scher, R.D. Smiley, Simi C, DJ LaSpank, Eve the Feth, Eve a Def, Sweet Pea, and Psy Star. They were the first all-female group founded around 1976 and were the female counterparts of the Grand Wizard Theodore and the L Brothers. As a group, they performed with Kevin Kev, Master Rob, Bussy B. Starkey, Bambada, Red Alert, Cool Kurt, and Furious Five. The Cold Crush Brothers, Grandmaster DST, and several others. Though they never achieved their success in the record business because of the companies not being comfortable with investing in women at the time, the Mercedes ladies were instrumental in paving the way for the many rap female artists that we know today and who made it big. DJ LaSpank, whose real name is Gail Hall, found new success as a gospel hip-hop DJ. She now goes by DJ Flame and hosts a program called The Anointed Mic Check on WACR on the grounds of City College, CUNY. After committing to Christ, she now promotes what she calls holy hip-hop, as well as gospel music. DJ Flame has been promoting the gospel real hip-hop for decades. I remember running into her show late at night when I heard her intro, which uses the original Star Trek show's music from the 1960s. I was a young nerd from the Bronx and thought it was a show about Star Trek, so I started listening to it. However, when I heard the music, I got hooked and have been listening ever since. You can listen every Wednesday morning, 4 to 8 a.m. She has been featured in many other Bronx-related hip-hop events and even hosts a hip-hop, holy hip-hop session at the Bronx Cafe once a month on Huntsville Road. Like the gospel, hip-hop has gone viral and has spread to every corner of the globe. Christianity has made use of hip-hop to further the gospel. Many Protestant Catholics are using this genre to further spread the gospel of Christ. Lecrae and T-Bone are among the most popular Protestant hip-hop holy hip-hop artists, and Father Stan Fortuna, Acolyte, formerly known as MC Just, Father Pontifex, and MC Dewey are some of the Catholic hip-hop artists. Newer Catholic artists such as Fountain Nation, Nico Santana, Sammy Blaze, Move Merchants, John Levi, Rebels MC, Be the Symbol, Comunión, and many others are using social media to promote their work. I myself used to do hip-hop music in the early 2000s at St. Dominic Church in the Bronx as Sasha Dotas, along with Jesse, Daniel, James, and Jose during my youth ministry days in the Bronx years ago. So I worked with this as well and used it to promote the gospel with the youth. The genre is attractive to youth, which makes it a perfect instrument to spread the gospel of Christ in this generation and those that follow. While not expected to reach the fame and glory of secular hip-hop, holy hip-hop is certainly doing what it is intended to do, preach Christ. Many young people adopt the message of the gospel better via this genre than by listening to a homily or traditional sermon. Holy hip-hop has certainly been instrumental and has been used at youth events, including the World Youth Day, which we just had two months ago. September. During his pontificate, St. John Paul II even had breakdances before for him. So hip-hop reached all the way to the Vatican, which is awesome. Despite some negative aspect in the genre, which was never the intention of the pioneers, hip-hop has been instrumental in bringing wealth to minorities. Many people made it big because of hip-hop. It has replaced classical music as the mainstream track on many films today. It is also being used to educate students by teachers who use bars to teach students math, history, and even science. Yankee Stadium had a huge concert celebrating the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, which was one of the coolest events. It lasted like 8 hours, and it was sold out. And the genre is still going strong after 50 years. And there's no dying down. It's popular because the human brain prefers rhymes than to regular speech. When we're in kindergarten, pre-K, they teach us nursery rhymes. So we already have the ability to learn faster using rhymes because of the melodic feel to it. So hopefully hip hop will celebrate another 50 years, and we will continue using it to spread the gospel, you know, through Holy Hip Hop. And I will speak more on that in a future podcast. So I'll give you a little sample of some Holy Hip Hop. Take care, God bless, and Mary keep.
Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just wanna praise you. I just wanna praise you.
Shackles on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Shackles on my feet, oh, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this all on me. Pray this all on me.
Let me go, let me go. I've been going through so much, I swear these people let my go. That's on me, that's on mamas. On my mama, I can't take no more, so miss me with that drama. Get your commas, get your racks straight. Get your facts straight. Hold me down, I rise up on a later tax rate. Keep my past straight, never lack faith. God been working, they gon' have to hold me back, man. Tell them, you can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I roll with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles
on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
Down for me, down for me. People love me, you was round for me, round for me. All that bitterness and anger, had to let it go. People talking down on me, I guess that's how it go. Let them know, that's on me, yeah. Shackles on my feet, you broke the heart and now I'm free, yeah. Even in the darkest times, you kept your light on me, yeah. Got the memo, read the message. Found my purpose, found my method. Only L I took was lessons. Tell them. You can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I roll with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles
on my feet, yeah. They won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah, yeah.